You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. Thank you oh so much to our producer for tonight, Jack Stern. Yeah, Jack's been hanging out yesterday, tonight. He's been doing an amazing job. Well, I hope you're amazing. For the next 3 hours, I'm going to be amazing. I'm going to have me a damn good time on a Friday night. And I hope you have a damn good time as well. I hope it's safe. A safe damn good time. Okay, listen. I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to everybody who tuned in and locked in to hour number one. We talked about the Christian McCaffrey trade. We spoke to my main man, Emery Hunt from CBS Sports HQ. Got an understanding of everything important that we need to know in the world of college football. Right before we went to break, we talked about Elijah Moore. You may have no idea who the hell that is. He's a second-year wide receiver for the New York Jets who isn't happy that he's not being featured for the New York Jets. And for the first time in God knows how long, the New York Jets are actually winning. It's like, what do you want? Yeah, we get it. You want to be paid. You want your targets. You want your receptions. It's not happening right now. The New York Jets are winning. You want to go somewhere where you can do so? Well, just pipe down a little bit. New York Jets said that they will not move Elijah Moore. We talked about that in the first hour, and we have, oh, so much more to get into. Dak Prescott will be back. As we move into another week of the NFL season, we got a lot of teams that are just running around at 3-3. It's hard to keep up. What, is everybody just an average squad? We're going to talk about tanking. Seems like there might be a Carolina Panthers tanking going on, but they said no. I'm not going to believe that. And so we got a lot to do. If you want to holler at me, you can reach me on the phone lines, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also contact me. I'm on social media. That is at JR Sport Brief. So, interesting tie-ins here. Christian McCaffrey. He is traded. He goes from Carolina to the 49ers. Meanwhile, you have a lesser player for the New York Jets, Elijah Moore, a second-round draft pick. He wants to get moved from the New York Jets. Jets are like, no, we're not moving you. And then in an even grander scale, oh, my God. Imagine making almost $50 million and not wanting to collect that check for the team that you're on. Imagine being that team and also wanting to give you the boot. But you guys just can't amicably walk away. It doesn't work that way. I'm talking about Russell Westbrook. Last night, in a loss against the Clippers where Russell Westbrook only scored 2 points. This man stood in front of the media. He went 0-for-11. And he was asked by a reporter, what does this mean and what's the deal? And his answer made him sound like he needed to go do comedy. Listen to this from Russell Westbrook.
You personally, how would you assess your game tonight?
Solid. Played hard. That's all you can ask for.
Solid? I'm gonna say this again. A solid game. Russell Westbrook had 2 points. He took 11 shots. He missed every single shot. He had 4 assists and 3 rebounds. I'm not going to say I can do that by accident because I cannot. I'm not going to be that much of a jerk. Solid because he tried hard. Listen, Russell Westbrook has hardware in his house. MVP hardware. Scoring champ hardware. This man has it all. He's big time. Does Russell Westbrook need a participation trophy? Do I need to drop one down to him so he has an understanding of just what competing actually is? Because that's not what he's doing right now. Russell Westbrook has quit. The Lakers have quit on him. Can you blame him? Someone who's been an MVP, someone who's been almost an all-star for a decade, someone who's been a scoring champ, someone who has more triple-doubles in NBA history, the most triple-doubles over Oscar Robertson. What the hell is going on with him? He doesn't want to be in L.A.? Los Angeles doesn't want him? And where do they go next? You got LeBron James basically running around throwing his teammates under the bus, and that includes Russell Westbrook. We only have to look back to the first game of the season. The Golden State Warriors are out there collecting their championship rings. The Los Angeles Lakers are in the building. And after the loss, LeBron James actually sat in front of the media, and he said their team is not constructed of a bunch of great shooters.
I think we're getting great looks. I think, but it also could be teams giving us great looks. I mean, if you be completely honest, we're not a team that's constructed of great shooting. And that's just the truth of the matter is, it's not like, you know, we're sitting here with a lot of lasers on our team. So, you know, but that doesn't deter us from still trying to get great shots. And when we get those opportunities, you take them. But we're not sitting here with a bunch of 40-plus career three-point shooting guys.
Ouch. Maybe that's why the following game, Russell Westbrook went 0-for-11. Ouch. You know, we got a lot of professional athletes who sit around and talk about, you know, they don't listen, they don't feel, they don't hear. They know exactly what's going on. They know exactly what's being said. One of the reasons that Russell Westbrook is so combative with the media is because he knows what they say about him. He hears the Westbrook, and it's not just in the arena. He hears it from a lot of folks. And this is the absolutely terrible thing about Russell Westbrook. It's obvious. He does not want to be in Los Angeles. The Lakers do not want him. Is Russell Westbrook at the end of the basketball road? He's making almost $50 million this year. 50. He opted into his deal. Who the hell is going to trade for him? Who's going to bring on Russell Westbrook and just say, oh my God, we got to have him? Nobody. Can he still play? I think he can. Is he going to be the best player on the team? No, he's not. He never has been. At least on a winning one. It's not going to change now, is it? Athleticism. Man, that goes away, even for someone like Russell Westbrook. He's never been the greatest of shooters. We know that. And so this scenario, this situation stinks. So much so that Russell Westbrook can score only 2 points and talks to the media and tell everybody, yeah, I played well. In what universe? In what universe is taking 11 shots and not hitting one? When is that anything? That's disastrous. Let's hear that clip one more time. Russell Westbrook is asked by a reporter, you know, hey, what's going on? And what do you think about your own performance where you scored 0 points from the field? This is that exchange. Listen.
You personally, how would you assess your game tonight?
Solid. Played hard. That's all you can ask for.
Hey, Jack, if I don't come to work, is it a solid outing? Like, how can I get away with it like him? What do I have to say?
I don't think that's possible, JR. We're normal people working normal jobs. We're not professional athletes, so we don't get the golden boy treatment, unfortunately. And for Russell Westbrook, I feel like fans should be tired of his sorry act. I mean, he's worn out his welcome everywhere he's been, starting with Oklahoma City, then in Houston. Now with the Lakers, he's underachieving once again. The sad narrative on his career is he's going to be a good but not a great player, right? He's always going to put up 25 points a game or whatever it may be, but he's always going to be a ball hog who is a me-first kind of guy, and I think his legacy is going to be tainted when it's all said and done.
Russell Westbrook is in NBA purgatory right now. He's not wanted by the Los Angeles Lakers. He doesn't want to be on the Lakers. Think about this. Find me the team right now that Russell Westbrook would be a perfect fit for. What team would it be? What does Russell Westbrook do with the rest of his career to not only stay relevant, but to actually fit in and ultimately win a title? If you even go down the list or go down the standings of teams who you feel are legitimate contenders, and maybe teams that might just get lucky, and then it's everybody else. This is tough. The Lakers are going nowhere. Westbrook, his influence isn't enough to take you anywhere. And so now that he continues to move on in his career, I feel bad for him just a little bit. Sure, he can find his way to many a team. But to do what? To lose again? To stink? We're supposed to believe that his athleticism will hold up? If you look through every team in the NBA, it's not that simple. You compete for a championship or you are rebuilding. If you're going for a championship, what is Russell Westbrook going to add to your team? You're going to bring him off the bench so he can pitch a fit? You're going to tell him or go out there and shoot? You don't want that. That's something else that went viral. It's like, hey, Russell Westbrook is out here building houses. This is sad. Because Russell Westbrook is not a scrub. Maybe now. He wasn't a scrub. He's not a bum. He's one of the greatest and best basketball players of all time. Is Russell Westbrook flawed? Absolutely. Shot selection, lack of shooting, turnovers, mid-range at certain points in time. That's just the start. But if you think about every individual who has ever played in the NBA, we're talking thousands upon thousands upon thousands of players. Russell Westbrook is right there, folks. You don't have to like it. He is one of the best to ever suit up. And so where the hell can he succeed? Where can Russell Westbrook find success if it's not going to be with the Lakers? The answer, after looking through every team? I think the answer is no. It's almost depressing to think about Russell Westbrook. He's on the decline of his career. He's going down. If you go ahead and think about the Western Conference, you got the teams who are legitimately competing, and then you have the teams that are just buying time until they can hopefully go out there and get into the library. Excuse me, not the library, but the lottery. Where can Russell Westbrook succeed? I don't think anywhere right now. LeBron James already backtracking from his statement saying, we don't have the shooters. You don't think Westbrook hears that? You don't think he doesn't know that? This is a disaster. All of a sudden, LeBron James, after last night's game, a couple of nights before, LeBron is just like, oh, yeah, it's going to take time. A couple of nights after, LeBron James was just saying, yeah, I got confidence in my guys.
I thought all night we played the right way. We played the way we wanted to play. We defended at a high level. We shared the ball offensively. You can't control when the ball goes in and doesn't go in. So, you know, I think we made another step forward today in our development of continuing to get better and better as a ball club.
Well, thank you, LeBron James, for letting us know what a rebound is. This is not going to end well for the Lakers. Westbrook will move on. And from a Westbrook perspective, what team can he actually succeed on? If you think about current Russell Westbrook and his skill set, where the hell is he going? Carmelo Anthony can still play basketball. You can talk about his defense and what he's done, what he hasn't done. He can still play. He's not on the team. And we've seen him, quote unquote, become a third and fourth option. You get the ball, you score. You get the ball, you pass it around. You get the ball, hey, you can create, you do it. I don't think Russell Westbrook woke up one day and just got all of these powers and ended up this way because he's a good guy. It don't work that way. This is not a movie. Like, I legitimately am worried about what happens with Russell Westbrook when his time with the Los Angeles Lakers is over. What team does he go to? Where can he end up? Where can he have success? Here's the bad thing. I think it's nowhere. It really is. Westbrook is who he is. Are we expecting him to come off of the bench in 2 years for a championship contender and think that he's just going to put the ball in the basket? He's probably also going to give the ball to the other team. I don't know if he's going to go 0 for 11. That's what he did last night. I really want to tell you to enjoy every moment and every second of Russell Westbrook. But he's not going anywhere. He's not retiring. He's not leaving. He just stinks right now. And I don't see a scenario. I don't see a team. I don't see anybody, any place where Russell Westbrook can go. And so if ultimately he does get packaged and sent out to Minnesota.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Healed and Everybody else comes out, not Minnesota, but the Indianapolis Pacers. If he gets traded and moved, he's getting dumped. At this stage of his career, what does Westbrook bring to a team? I don't think it's worth it right now. I know at one point in time we saw Gary Payton and Karl Malone in Lakers jerseys. Never fit, never made sense. We've now seen Russell Westbrook pop up and pop in to a few different jerseys. And I don't think he's done. We know that Russell Westbrook needs to move on from the Los Angeles Lakers. We know that. The question is, where? I don't think there's a where. I think Russell Westbrook would just end up on the sidelines. He better enjoy this hurrah with the Los Angeles Lakers. This might be the last huge moment, good, bad, positive, negative, of his career. I don't see a damn place where Russell Westbrook can go and have success. It's pretty sad. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. NBA season isn't even a week old. LeBron is already tearing apart his teammates. Russell Westbrook is already being sarcastic. And damn it, we know this isn't going to work. Specifically for Westbrook. Where can this man actually finish his career and have some success? I don't see it. He's going to have to change his game. I don't know if he's capable of doing so, especially for a guy who's not a great shooter. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Russell Westbrook, we know he has to go. Can he have success anywhere? It's the JR Sport Re-Show, CBS Sports Radio. Imagine being absolutely terrible at your job and still getting paid handsomely. Well, welcome to the world of Russell Westbrook. The man is making approximately $50 million this year. And last night, in a loss, the Lakers, the home team, against the Clippers. I don't think this is just a bad game. How about this? Russell Westbrook, former MVP and scoring champ, etc. He only had 2 points versus the Clippers. He took 11 shots. He missed all of them. Damn. There's no other way to put it. And so after the game, Russell Westbrook was asked via a reporter about his play, and even how Russell described it was very odd. Listen.
You personally, how would you assess your game tonight?
Solid. Solid. Played hard. That's all you can ask for.
Play hard. That's all you can ask for. I think most places want you to play hard and win. Westbrook is funny. He needs to do comedy. He better hope that he can be traded and that he can latch on to a team. Because if he hits the open market in any type of way, A, who's giving him a long-term deal with big cash? And then B, we know a lot of his success is predicated on the team success of the Warriors. I would not go towards Westbrook at all. Because you have guys who can come off the bench. They automatically get hot. That's not Russell Westbrook. This man feels that he could still play at an MVP level, but he doesn't. He can't. And so I really am afraid. This is not me being a jerk. This is not me being sarcastic. I wouldn't be surprised if he was out of the league upon and after being traded. We can think about someone like Kemba Walker. Goes to a team, they find out he's too small, they cut him, they release him. He has to figure out what he does with his life. I don't think Russell Westbrook will have those problems. But if you take a look, if you look at the standings, you look at the rosters or the timing of every single team, I'm running away from Russell Westbrook. What do you say? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Where could Russell Westbrook actually have some success? I'm not so sure that there is any left for him in the NBA. Sorry. Daryl is calling from Carolina or California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Daryl,
hello,
you're live.
PR.
What's
How
up?
How are you, man? First
Terrific.
Time caller, long time listener.
Thank you.
What are your thoughts about him joining his former teammate, Kevin Durant, with the Brooklyn Nets?
You trying to depress Kevin Durant even more, huh?
Well, I mean, he likes to push the ball. You know, you got to give him credit for that. Maybe he's trying to get his groove back, and maybe Kevin Durant will help him, you know?
Well, I believe, and thank you, Daryl, for calling from California. I believe the Brooklyn Nets, in due time, maybe closer to the deadline, that, yeah, it'd be nice if they were able to go out there and make a move, but not right now. For what? Their season just started. And what assets do they have that they're going to just go ahead and send out west? Stan is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
It's actually your biggest fan, Stan. I have mad love for what you do. I'm saying this not to be mean or cruel. I have respect for his game, but if he truly has love for the game, his skill set would be ideal for the Harlem Globetrotters.
Ouch. So you think Russell Westbrook is done as an NBA player?
You just said yourself that no one wants to get anywhere near him. I mean, he's going to collect his money, but if he really wants to play after, you know, people push him away with a stick, that may be an option for him.
Right. Yep, this is the last year, and thank you, Stan, for calling from Chicago. Now that he's opted in, this is it for Westbrook. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the season. Who wants him? And for what price? What is he going to have to settle on? And then if Westbrook does go ahead and settle, we know that he's going to have to, quote-unquote, come off of the bench. This man just threw a fit for coming off of the bench in the preseason, telling everybody who will listen, well, the reason I messed up my hamstring is, because I had to come off the bench. I'm not used to coming off the bench, and so I was cold. Stop it. Excuses. Ray is calling from Indiana. What's up, Ray?
Hey, God, just want to say I love you guys. I love your radio station. I follow you on social media, man. You're doing great.
Thank you.
Real quick, I wanted to say two things. First, about the LeBron James situation. I want to make it quick. Never liked the guy. Thought he was always under Michael Jordan. Everybody wants to say he's better than Michael Jordan. No, you're not, because you want to go to every team and try to make a power team. Phil Jackson did it with what he had. Michael Jordan made it work with what he had, the talent that he had on the courts. People could say all they want about LeBron James. He's better than Michael. No, he ain't. Second of all, Russell Westbrook, on the other hand, I would like for him, I mean, what do you think, JR, about him maybe coming to a Midwest team, like maybe Chicago, Detroit, you know?
To do what? I mean, he is almost – he's like a black hole. He's like the sun. It'd be one thing if Russell Westbrook could shoot and you could keep the offense, or excuse me, keep the defense, just honest. That's not what he does. They're begging him. LeBron James wasn't just I get it. Kendrick Nunn sucked and Patrick Beverley sucked, and LeBron wants to at least maintain a little bit of peace momentarily. What is Russell Westbrook going to do on another team? Like, nothing. Anything that he does somewhere else is not going to win them a championship. He's not helping anybody get over the hump. He can go to a bad team and do what? Be miserable? He can go to a good team. Well, good teams don't need him because they're good already. Christian is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, what's on your mind, Christian?
Hi. I'm a first-time listener, and everything you're saying is very intriguing. I have some disagreements, but
that's fine.
With Russell Westbrook, remember when the Wizards, and he set a few records, and if he's going to go anywhere, Wizards is going to be his last choice, and you're right, after that.
Again?
Yeah, why not? I mean, he commanded the ball. I mean, he called the plays, and he did really great that year. What was that 2019?
So who gets traded then in that case? Who moves?
Oh well, see now you're getting into something different. See, I don't know.
Oh, just the facts.
Yeah, I understand that part, but I don't want anybody traded from the Wizards. No, that's my team.
Okay,
and, you know. And
listen, leave well enough alone. I mean, this
when Beal and Westbrook were together, they kind of hit it off there a little bit. I mean, he did all the assists, points, rebounds, and when he left the Wizards and went to the Lakers, I'm just like, what?
Okay, yeah, well, listen, here's the deal. Here's the deal, Christian, and thank you for calling up from Maryland. He's on a road to nowhere. Like, this is what we typically see with, quote-unquote, aging stars. Can you help us off the bench? Can you be a coach slash player? That's it. Really, that's it. Think about Andre Iguodala right now. Still playing basketball for the Golden State Warriors. What is he contributing? Nothing. Somebody gets hurt, they'll throw him out there. Most games he's sitting on the bench, he's like an extra coach. He ain't doing nothing here in his quote-unquote older years. Then we have other players who used to be all-stars. You want to move them from controlling the ball at all times to maybe being off the ball. There's more than one way to, quote-unquote, skin a cat. My apologies to my friends at PETA. I don't think there is a way to fit Russell Westbrook onto a team. Unless you want a guy who's just going to be angry and miserable and lose. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Right before we went to break, we talked about Russell Westbrook. Had an awful game last night against the Clippers. He only scored 2 points on 0 of 11 shooting. He missed every single one of his shots. And it's not like he was out there taking threes. That's Ben Simmons. I'm mixing up terrible basketball players. In the case of Russell Westbrook, Darvin Ham is already having to kind of give him a pat on the back. LeBron James, one night after basically saying that we don't have lasers, we don't have shooters on the team, he's walking that back. And so Russell Westbrook, who's one of the most athletic, dynamic players that the NBA has ever seen, damn it, he looks like he's going out with a whimper. I don't think he fits in on a good team, a bad team. It's just he's not moving the needle. He's not making a difference for anybody right now. And I think this go-around with the Los Angeles Lakers might be the last hurrah. If he wants to win a championship, his game has to change. His attitude has to change. I don't think any of this is going to change. And then on the bottom teams that are way at the bottom of the rung, the last rung of the ladder, why would they want to bring in a $50 million per year player? To do what? Stink? Put up stats for us to suck? I really am concerned that we've seen just the best of Westbrook. What's realistic? Where can he actually succeed? The top of the hour, speaking of successes, we're going to talk about some of these disappointing NFL teams. But right now, your calls. James is calling from L.A. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR? Great show as always, man. Greetings to you on this Friday night. I say send him to Portland and let him rot.
Oh, no.
Portland was one of our – they gave us the greatest game in Laker history with that Game 7 in the Western Conference Finals in 2000. Okay? I've never seen a greater game than that when we came back from, 16, 17 down in the fourth quarter, where Rasheed Wallace was the only thing they had. A once proud franchise has been decimated by injuries and bad decisions, and Dame is the only bright spot that they had. And I say send him up there, let him and Dame score all the points they want, because they're never going to get anywhere with that. And that would be just for giving us all this misery and all this, you know.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs, ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you, with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs, ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you, with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Uncomfortable stuff that he's brought to the Laker Nation, send it to Portland and let him rot. A once proud franchise, take a once proud player and let both of them rot.
Well, we get it. James wants someone to rot. He wants them to feel the pain. I'm like, oh, damn, relax a little bit. Nick is calling up from Reno. You're on the JR Sport Re Show. What's up, Nick?
JR, what's up, man?
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I think that last guy, I didn't want to harp on my boy Rush, but there's two hilarious things coming up on your show tonight. One is, Rush with that comment. That's funny after the game. You know, translation on that is, I'm making a lot of money. Get the mic out of my face. Number two is the Carolina Panthers. They're not in rebuild mode. Funny, JR. Man,
Nick, we talked about the Panthers and the Niners. We're gonna talk more about the comments made by the Panthers later on in the show about their rebuild.
Okay.
Like, I really want to know right now, flat and simple. Russell Westbrook is here.
Right.
What does the future of his career look like? Does he have one?
Okay, JR. Yeah, I think the question is he going to play for $10 million next year? That's a question, because who's going to pick him up? He ain't going to play for 50.
We know that.
Right. And so the question is will he play for less? And if he will, it's okay. I'll throw one out. Maybe Dallas.
Oh.
You can put him in with Luka or something like that, but he's got to pay for way less.
Yeah, and I think
that's it, JR. You have a great evening, bud.
Well, thank you, Nick, for calling from Reno. I think outside of Westbrook playing for way less, this is the biggest part of it. He has to adjust. That's it. He has to adjust his style of basketball. He's not going to be the leader on a championship team. No, the days are over. It really was never there. Even if he was going to play a Robin, we can throw that out the window. When you have a older veteran player who's so accomplished, it's unfortunately best at some points just to leave him home. CJ calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, first-time caller, long-time listener. I'm just calling. I got 2 points I'm going to make. I'm going to hang up. I'm going to listen to your reply after that. My first one, I don't know some of these guys you guys are bringing on here. I almost crashed my car at the guy that suggested Russell Westbrook on the Chicago Bulls. I don't know, and he's from Chicago. I don't know if he's watching the games. Putting a guy like that alongside LaVine and Bebo, man, there'd be no spacing on that team with a guy just shooting up bricks like that. We already have Kobe White. He can't make shots. Why would we bring that guy into Chicago? That's my first point. My second point, Russell Westbrook's career I don't think would be over necessarily. I think that we're all really ruling out the fact that there's two joke franchises in the NBA that would love to have him to put butts in seats. One of them is the Sacramento Kings. The other one's going to be the New York Knicks. Because James Dolan doesn't really care about whatever crappy products he's put on the floor the last 20 years. It's all about just putting butts in seats.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, CJ, for calling from Chicago. I don't even think New York Knicks fans at this point in time would want Russell Westbrook. Not at all. I think they don't. R.J. Barrett just got a contract extension. I know Knicks fans can, at points, can be very wild. Not in this space. I don't think they want Westbrook. I don't see any team running around saying, oh, man, I'd love to have Russell Westbrook. No. Dan is calling from Virginia. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, JR. Love your show. Love your show, man.
Thanks.
I think the way for him to revamp his career, he might have to go the Stephon Marbury route and head over to China and become a new legend over there with some champions over there at the CBA.
You just trying to get Clay right out of the country, huh?
No, not out of the country. I just think he might need to change the scenery. He'd go there, he would be the man, and the Stephon Marbury did it, and he's like, he was almost like Jordan over there for them.
Stephon Marbury has a statue. I don't know if Russell Westbrook wants to go that same route.
I agree, but I just thought he could revamp because I don't see where he can go here. I just don't see it. You know,
whenever he's done with the Lakers, you think Westbrook's career is done in the NBA?
Done?
Yeah.
I just think I think playing with LeBron is the worst thing for him. I don't think that was a good thing for him. I think they made a big mistake. I think LeBron miscalculated everything, and I think it's tainted him. And I don't know what he can do to bounce back. You know, that's why I was like, you might have to change the whole scenery. But
over the past few years, it's like Westbrook's career has been treading water. It's not
true.
He hasn't been out there competing for championships. He's been racking up stats and numbers and triple doubles, and that's all great and fine. The closest he's been to a championship was as a young player. Let's recall, it was him and James Harden and Durant. They went to the finals and they took on the Heat and they lost. That's pretty much the peak of what we saw there. And at that point, I thought that they were too young. You think about that combination of players, it's absolutely ridiculous. And so Westbrook has talent, even as he gets older. Is he the same player? No, he's not. Not exactly. Athleticism does not last forever, and he's still one of the most athletic guys in the league. But how he fits in, that's the question. How much he's willing to concede, that's the question. You can't just go out there and do things your way because you used to have success. You're not the same guy. You have to make adjustments, or you will no longer have a career. And I think that is a real possibility for Russell Westbrook. It's a hard knock life. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. He is very accomplished. Ugh. It's a tough one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of tough ones, I'll continue to take your calls. We're going to take a look at some NFL teams. They do have a future, or maybe they don't. We're going to look at the most disappointing franchise so far this season. Plus your calls here on CBS Sports Radio, so don't you move.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs, ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs, ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you, with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.